Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? The Menenji Temple in Japan now houses the haunted doll Okiku. This story is inspired by the legend of the creepy doll. In the early 1900s, the seaside town of Japan was a well-known hub for world travelers. Visitors could find all types of strange and unusual goods in the marketplace. And that is where this particular nightmare began. 17-year-old Ekichi Suzuki was determined to find the perfect Christmas present for his baby sister. Just minutes before his boat was to take him to Hiroshima, he saw it. The most beautiful porcelain doll he ever laid eyes on. In a glass case, standing 20 inches tall, she had shoulder-length hair that was done up in a traditional okapa style. Her piercing black eyes drew him in. With seconds to spare, the exchange was made and the proud big brother was on his way home with the perfect present. On Christmas Day, Ekichi presented the gift to his 2-year-old sister, Okiku. She was immediately infatuated. It wasn't long before Okiku dismissed all other toys in favor of her doll. She even named the doll Okiku after herself. When her brother asked her why she gave the doll her own name, she replied, "Because I am her, and she is me." The two Okikus began to look alike. Their hairstyles and outfits often matched. People would find Okiku speaking to the doll as if the doll was speaking right back to her. But as Okiku got older, her interest began to change. She began to forget her doll. Not all the time, but just often enough that strange things began to happen. There was this one time Okiku went to a friend's house and left her doll at home. When she returned to her house, her bedroom had been ransacked. Another time, Okiku forgot to bring her doll to a sleepover. When she fell asleep, Okiku had terrible nightmares that a doll was following her with a torch. The next morning, Okiku returned home to find a small fire had occurred in her bedroom. Okiku stayed clear of the doll. It wasn't long after that Okiku became sick, contracting what appeared to be yellow fever, a debilitating disease that infected so many people at that time. Luckily, Okiku's doll was right by her side. Being bedbound due to the illness, the two became inseparable again. The house staff couldn't even take the doll out of Okiku's hands to change the bedding. The child and the doll were constantly attached to one another. Whispers began swirling among the household that its black eyes were turning the same emerald green as Okiku's. Its cheeks were flushed like a human's, and one of the servants swore the doll had blinked. But Okiku just held on tighter as each day passed. Then one morning, Ekichi stopped by his sister's room. He opened the door to find her in her bed, eyes wide open and eyes black. Her body was ice cold. He tried to resuscitate her, but it was no use. What stood out was how tightly her doll was holding on to her. It made him feel uneasy, but grateful Okiku didn't die alone. The family was determined to bury the doll with Okiku, but circumstances and governmental oversight prevented this last act of kindness. They needed to find another place for it. The doll sat on the family's altar so they could pay tribute to her. Weeks went by and they noticed the doll's hair looked like it was growing. Eventually, the doll's hair reached its waist. Then other strange things began to happen. The lights would flicker, doors slammed, and the doll would randomly move about the house without anyone's aid. At first, this gave them comfort. They believed it was Okiku paying a spiritual visit. But then everyone began having nightmares. The morning after another sleepless night, Okiku's mom took a tumble down the stairs. She survived, but swore she had been pushed by the doll. Now, if she actually was, or if she just blamed the doll for her lack of sleep, it no longer mattered. Either way, the doll needed to go. Ikuchi tried to burn the doll at his mother's request, but its resemblance to his sister was too strong. He couldn't harm her. Instead, he went to the shamans. They agreed to take the doll and observe it. There was no denying, her hair grew and grew. After trimming it, they sent a lock of the doll's hair to be tested. The results were shocking. The doll was growing human hair. But when Ekichi returned to the shaman, Okiku had vanished. A year later, the seaside town of Sapporo had not seemed to change much. It was still packed with people collecting souvenirs and trinkets, hoping to take a little piece of Japan on their journey. And tucked away in the back of a shop, inside a glass case, stood a beautiful doll. 20 inches tall, with raven black hair. The bell to the door rang, and in walked a father with his young daughter. It only took a moment before her eyes met with the doll, and an exchange was made. Soon, the child was traveling back home with a new companion. She swore the doll had smiled. Her father was pleased because his usually reserved daughter had a new playmate. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.